views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only. Not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Redding, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM Talk Radio. Today, the 24th of August, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, compassion, community, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, Linda's here. Good morning, Linda. And Sue's at the helm. And after Linda does the weather, Sue's going to give us a quick update on fires.
Well, good morning, everybody. Today, it looks like there's slight chance of thunderstorms, then a hazy day with our highs of 98, overnight lows of 67. Tomorrow, Tuesday, widespread haze once again, sunny and hot, with a high near 97. And Tuesday night, mostly clear with the temperatures around 67. Wednesday, sunny and hot once again with a high near 97. Seems to be the lucky number this week. And Wednesday night, mostly clear. Thursday will be sunny and hot, 89. Friday, 102. Saturday, 101. And Sunday, 99. All right. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned, locally-owned in Anderson, 365-2794. Sue, what is our fire update?
Well, we do have the North Complex of Fires that has burned 28,304 acres, 0% containment. This includes the Sheep Fire and the Claremont Fire. Now, the North Complex of Fires, once again, the Sheep, Claremont, and Bear Fires, located on the Plumas and Lassen National Forest, each fire caused by lightning. Now, there have been over 12,000 lightning strikes that have been reported. This is according to CAL FIRE that held a press conference on Saturday at the Tehama District Fairgrounds that provided an update on the Butte, Tehama, and Glen Lightning Complex of Fires. Now, so far, 4,278 acres, 40% containment for that one fire that was a vegetation fire. However, we do have additional acres that are set to be reported very soon. The River Fire has burned 48,424 acres with 20% containment. This is closer to Monterey, but that's why we're seeing all this smoke is from those fires. But we do have multiple fires burning, including the North Complex of Fires and additional fires that have been reported throughout the North State. So this affects campgrounds. If people are heading up at the higher elevations, just be aware. Call ahead to make sure that your campsite is open. But at this point, you know, due to the poor air quality, it's recommended people stay indoors.
Yeah, if you've got any type of heart condition or lung condition, things like this, stay inside here, even in Shasta County, the other counties, of course. Hey, Linda and I had a business trip this past week. That's where we were. We were over in Reno. And one of the things, so if you're on a business trip, you got to stop by the casinos, right? Anyway, Reno is Mask City. You cannot go into a casino not wearing a mask. And if you sit there and chit-chatting in an empty part of the casino where there's nobody at, and you're just sitting there, a security person will come up to you and say, hey, would you mind putting your mask on? Of course, we did. But the city looked deserted. And when you saw anybody, they were all wearing masks.
Well, this is the first time for us that we actually were sent in line to check in. They took your temperature, and it was from a machine, that looked like
infrared. It was an infrared.
Infrared. Yeah. And later on, I mean, the guy was good enough that I could stand behind him and see what Carl looked like, and it read his temperature, and then it read my temperature, and that was, you know, standing before you actually got to check in. And I watched their practices, and after somebody, you know, was check-in counter, after one left, they sprayed everything down. They really practiced amazing safety techniques. That's all I'm going to say.
And if you, he was taking my temperature. He says, wait a minute. He said, there's somebody behind you. And there was nobody right behind me. They were like 10 feet behind me. He said, but they've got a cup of coffee. And that thing reads that, and it cycles in on that. So my temperature was 126 degrees for like 2 seconds. Anyway, okay. Hey, welcome to Monday. Today we have Dr. Paige Danuka will be joining us because he is heading up a blood drive for September 11th. We're going to talk about that. And then Dan Beans from the director of REU, and with the updates on REU. But also, if you remember, they were building a fire break between each one of their stations there and their switching stations, which will effectively encircle Redding. So hopefully we'll see where we are on that.
Hey, today, just I thought you might like this, Carl, because potato chips were first prepared in 1853.
Well, yeah, I couldn't have gone the whole day without
and, that. And Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly across the United States nonstop, successfully landing her flight from Los Angeles to Newark, New Jersey in 1932.
Well, you know what a successful landing is, right?
Tell me.
One that you walk away with. Do you know away from? Do you know what a perfect landing is?
What?
One that you can not only walk away from, but you can use your plane again. So, hey, some of the things that are happening. Tonight is the first night of the Republican National Convention.
Where is that going to be held? There's been various locations.
As far as I'm concerned, it's on the TV. I have no idea anymore where they're having it.
We were trying to catch up on that this weekend.
As long as it's not like an infomercial that we saw at the DNC. But it could be. The other thing, Kellyanne Conway, who has been a avid Trump supporter, taking on anybody and many times making them look like idiots, is retiring at the end of this month from the Trump administration. She's going to go concentrate on her family, and you can kind of figure that out because her husband, George Conway, hates Trump. But now her 15-year-old daughter is asking to be emancipated and all these. So she says, you know, I'm going to concentrate on my family. So she's pulling the plug at the Trump administration at the end of this month.
There are other headlines regarding that, but let's just move on.
Well, on this weekend at Sprouts, they had a protest out there about having to wear your mask in the Sprouts. And so many of the people went in to Sprouts without their mask on, and they were told they weren't going to be waited on. And
what do you really think about that? That is like putting your finger in the air, too.
Yeah, well, okay. But here's the thing is, you know, they can go in there without their mask, but Sprouts refuse to sell them food. Well, the police are called, so now we've got 6 or 7 police cars there with the police, and which means we've only got like 7 on a watch anyway. So it means that most of the police cars were at Sprouts for something that was nonviolent. There was no violence there, no arrest. People protesting. How do I feel about it? I feel like this. They want me to wear a mask in there. That's fine. I'll wear a mask. And if I don't want to go into a store that says you have to wear a mask, then I won't go in. That's the way I feel about it. Oh, it's and that's just, you know, that's my feeling.
There are a few stores that I've been to in Reading that are not, people are walking around without masks inside the store, okay? And then I always have my mask ready in my pocket, in my purse, that I'm going to pull out. Now, that's like saying, you know, when I was in the hospital, you couldn't even come in. So, I don't know. I just,
well, we have
during 50- these times, okay, when you get together with your friends and you want to do a consensual, they call it a consensual pod of people, that's one thing. But to sit there and protest in front of a store that's saying, we insist on masks. Target does. Costco, are you going to get out in front of Costco? Why do they target Sprouts?
I don't know, but they have the right to do that, and that's fine with me. And I have no problem with that. I'm just, you asked me how I felt about it. I'm not, you know, if the store, here's the thing is, who am I going to argue with when I go in there? It's just going to be an employee. It's not going to be the boss. It's not going to be the owner of Sprouts. That's the one that I would, you know, if I wanted to argue with somebody about whether this is a, you know, if this makes sense or not, being masked all the time, then I would go to the owner. This is just my feelings, like I said. Now, less than 50,000 cases in the United States over the last few days, which the rate is dropping. The rate is dropping. And you know how I feel anyway about this thing. We should have never shut down this whole economy over, you know, is COVID serious? Absolutely. But should we have shut down the whole economy and just all the collateral damage that's going to be over this, you know, maybe for the first few weeks. But then, you know, let's start getting our hands around this, arms around this. You know, our numbers dropped again in Shasta County so that we're down to, I think, you know, we're at, you know, one of the lower levels of infections and everything here. Are restaurants able to open up? No. Are bars able to open up? No. Why? Because of a decision made by a governor who has no feelings for the people that are going through this. He doesn't care. He's a millionaire many times over. His people are getting paid every 2 weeks. There's no sense of urgency here. There's no common sense on the governor's part that says, well, you know what, if their number's that low, let's turn it back to the county. They're doing something right. Anyway. Okay, hey, look, today we have Dr. Paius Dhanuka, like I said. He's going to join us right after this break. And this portion of the show is brought to us by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, you know, they've been doing appointments for over a year, so way before COVID started. If you give them a call at 244-9478, make an appointment. And when you go in there, you walk in there, you get your hair cut, they wear a mask, you wear a mask, and then they sterilize everything, or sanitize everything, I should say, the chair, everything. So, you know, they're doing their part to keep this under control, or to make sure nobody gets sick or gets infected at their barbershop. Plus, you get a great haircut, and it's man's last stronghold. It's better known, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, 7:15 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle, and your name won't call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time it's out, I get the same old thing. Always a hooky dokey thing, till I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines, and keep your hands to yourself.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on Monday. Oh my gosh, yes, you're looking outside and there's probably ash and it's very gloomy.
It actually rained a little bit this morning.
Yeah, it is. We're having a gloomy, you know, we drove through Reno and Susanville. Over the weekend, or I don't even know what day it was, Friday or something, it was black. Black skies, very much like Redding was during the car and the campfire. Remember, we lived in that for about 2 months. So, you know, our prayers go out to all the family because there's like 500 and some fires throughout California, and a lot of people are out of their homes.
Well, I think there's a lot.
And then
more
we can't even imagine what it must be like when you're out of your homes and then have to mask and deal with COVID. So it's just like, wow, where do you go? Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by speaking of somebody who comes to your aid, maybe during a time of need, or be smart and figure out what it is that you are going to need to do for your family, with your planning of, you know, finances, will, insurance, all that kind of thing. Maxwell Insurance, Judy Maxwell and her team are amazing, and they're located
at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 221-0441, especially for that fire insurance. Hey, we're here with Dr. Paius Dhanuka, a friend and a just an all-around good guy.
Comrade.
Oh, wow.
And Ashley Paiso.
Paluso.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Getting closer there, Ashley. You have a soft
Okay,
voice.
Ashley, and you are in charge of putting together this blood drive. Why now, and what's the thought behind it?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm in charge. I would say that I'm collaborating with Dr. Dhanuka, with about 17 different organizations so far. So I just have that the opportunity to be part of that organization. So this was actually an idea that was brought forth by Dr. Dhanuka, so I don't know if maybe he wants to share on that.
Ashley is too modest. She has been actually the beating heart of this.
That's how you introduced her, so I just went right to her.
Right. So the idea how we started was, it was actually, you know, my daughter May, and we were talking one day, and this was a time during when we had George Floyd.
Yes.
Beating and then death and then subsequent protests. We had protests inside our city boundaries also. And then, of course, COVID hit, and then now the fires hit, and then the elections are coming. It's like this 2020 won't leave us alone,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who had 1,000 fires for August? Yeah.
I know. This is like four horsemen of the Bible coming along.
Apocalypse.
Exactly. So what we were wondering was that, okay, how do we confront these things? And both of us thought about this, that we need to realize the basic inherent humanity and equality of all of us, of all the human beings, because we are in such a polarized society right now, whether it's based on race or whether it's based on politics or party system or whatever it is. And what is that which unites us? There are two ways we can reach the basic human unity, irrespective of race or religion or color or the language or nationality. There are two reasons. Number one is a biological, which is that we all bleed red and we all need red when we need the blood. And the second thing is we are children of the same God. And when we realize those things, then we look at each other as equal, and that's how we unite. So we wanted to start an exercise in our society, in our community, which reminds us of that unity, which reminds us of how we were united during the car fire. After the car fire, there was a disaster, but at the same time, it brought the community together. My family was running in the middle of night, and when people gave them shelter and welcomed them in their home, no one cared what was our background.
Right.
And no, you were just another human.
Humanity.
Another human that needed help.
Exactly.
And there are so many incidents out there that we could just be nice to each other. I'm just starting, just in our chat room here, is just all of a sudden they started on each other, and I just reminded them, be civil with each other in our chat room. You know, that's the whole thing. Exactly. Be civil with each other.
And then 9/11 is another perfect example.
Right.
One of the worst disasters in recent history of our country. But at the same time, in those darkest times, I was in a New York area at that time. What happened? Our country came together like never before.
Mm-hmm.
So 9/11 was chosen as a date because a date of service, date of remembrance, as well as date of patriotism and date of unity. So we decided to do it on that day, and Ashley just jumped on it with the Shasta beloved community being supportive of this. And then other inspiration, I will just add one more thing, I'll let Ashley talk after that, is another inspiration was Lincoln's quote, which says, the house divided against itself cannot stand. And of course, that was by you know who? Of course, Jesus.
Right.
Right, Matthew 25. So that's the reminder. So this is a blood donation drive to help each other, but more than that, it's also a reminder that we are all essentially the same, and we need to stay united to fight any struggle, whether it's COVID, whether it's fire, whether it's political polarization, and we will come through it.
Ashley, which organization are you with?
So I'm employed by Shasta County Health and Human Services.
Okay.
But this is something that I'm doing through the Beloved Community,
mm-hmm.
which are you familiar with the Beloved Community?
I am.
Okay, yeah. So this is something that I'm doing through them. Actually, as mentioned, as a response to George Floyd's death, I wanted to find a way that I could become involved in my community on a different level and kind of be part of that unity that we're talking and kind of our goal is here. And he came forward, Dr. Anuka came forward with this idea about a blood drive, and, you know, I kind of ran with it from there.
Well, you know, the fact is that the blood donations are behind
mm-hmm.
right now. And we've got a couple of organizations here, you know, that, of course, they collect blood, that they need blood. And, you know, now with the fires going on, and I can't equate it with combat, but I can in a way. We have all these fires going on. We have firefighters out there. There's a constant need for it in Fallujah when we needed blood. It was an alarm went out, and then it was – I don't know if we'll ever see that here. But you saw Marines, sailors, some soldiers that were there. Everybody was running to the our local MASH station there, our surgical station there, to give blood. I mean, then they'd line up. A lot of times, you know, I'd get in the line I'd get in the line, but they'd already have, we've already got our 15 or 20 people. And I'd be standing there. One time I literally had to pull a rank to give blood.
Isn't this beautiful?
I'm not sure that they used it, but they took it. You know, they may have just said, okay, just take his blood and get him out of here. So, but it's a kind of, you know, it's a type of thing that it just doesn't, it helps. That one pint of blood is more than just that. It helps more than one person a lot of times. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and then if you think about just the ripple effect, too, of all of the other lives, you know, because that blood could be going to a mother, to a father, to a child, you have no idea where that could be going. And that's going to change not just the life of who is receiving the blood, but the life of everybody else, too. You know, and I think that's something really powerful. And, you know, you're talking about how everybody's lining up. Personally, I'm really proud of our community right now with the amount of positive feedback and willingness to be involved mm-hmm. in this blood drive that we've seen. This was an idea that, I mean, we've kind of typically, I think they say they spend 12 weeks organizing a blood drive, and we kind of came to Vitalant with this idea and this desire and this willingness, and they're like, well, you know, we're going to help you guys out, but this is typically something that we do in this 12-week time when we organize, and you guys are looking at like 5 weeks. I'm not sure, but let's try this. And we were really able to surprise her in that we've started with originally just one day of donation, and like you said, people started lining up, and so now we've had to open it for another day, and then also have a code. It's linked to a code,
mm-hmm.
and to offer that out to be linked to, because that's the kind of support that we're seeing.
Well, you know what? This is we've got more to say about this. We're going to take a quick break. It was just going to be on September 11th, but we've had so many turned out. We've got like 17 different organizations, including us, that wants to bring in 10 people from each organization. Well, I've got two people that give blood all the time, so I'm going to count them because we'll get them in there. But we're going to get 8 more people of our listeners that want to volunteer that maybe you already give blood, my friends, but just put it under our name. And so we'll get our 10 people there. And I'm going to get checked to see if I can give blood, and we'll talk about that. You know, and the reason I'm saying that is because I've taken so many of the anti-malarial pills. I've been in mad cow country. Even though that I still, you know, I'm not sure it's mad cow if it wasn't just kind of like a pesky calf. But it was mad cow country, and that automatically disqualifies
you. Right, because some of those things can linger on forever in your
So, you know, so it's those things like Linda has. She's entertained in countries that had mad cow disease, and she went down to give blood. And she, have you ever been in one of these countries? Well, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
And that was just like, well, thank you very much. We're not going to give you a cookie. Just get out of line. which I thought was kind of, anyway. Hey, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by thinking about people that are helping. How about home helpers? Sharon Clark has really stood up and during this COVID crisis because so many of the caregivers that were out there not working for her but in other places just couldn't make it to those people's homes. So Sharon picked up the slack on that and is helping numerous people. Whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, 3 days a week, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can get that assistance with home helpers. And she is looking right now for amazing caregivers, people that want to help others, people that want to do this full-time or part-time. For more information, give Sharon or one of her people a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Dr. Paige DeNuca. And
Ashley Peruso.
You know, I wanted to say Angela. It just stuck there. I knew Angela wasn't right, but it's Ashley Peruso. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. Adamson'sPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, everybody. Monday the 24th, 75 degrees out there. We had a little rain this morning, but it's going to be cloudy today. Chances of, we are on alert, though, the red alert. Is that correct?
Yes,
because
we are.
There's a lot of dry lightning that's going to be hitting out there. We had 12,000 strikes lately,
and we'll give you an update of that at 7:45.
Yeah, right, it's a red flag warning.
Warnings out there. Mm-hmm. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full service jewelry store in Redding. Go on down there and find that special piece of jewelry for your loved one. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
And with us this morning is Ashley Peluso and Dr. Payush Dhanuka. They have come together to organize on September 11th. Of course, we will never forget on September 11th, a blood drive. Okay, so a couple questions about that. We're talking about this blood drive. Where does one go? Because I'm a visual person. I need to see my steps. Anybody who listens to this show knows I need to break it down. So after you hear this show or during the time you hear this show, is there a website? Where do you go to get your packets? Because it takes time to fill out your packets before you can give blood, and that is your background.
Yes, so you actually can go onto their website. So if you just go to vitalant.com, I think if you just, you know, Google search it that way, you can go onto their website. It's been my experience that it's the you've set up your appointment. The day that you donate, you then can go on and do the questionnaire. Now, there are some things that you have to do in the office. You sit down with one of the nurses there, and they'll go through some of those questions and just verify your eligibility to donate. There's different things such as your iron levels and things like that that they have to check, they have to do in-house. But you can speed up that process by doing that initial questionnaire online.
Okay. And the day of the blood drive, let's talk about the hours and, again, the location.
Okay. So as we talked about, we've had so much, such a great response from the organizations that are helping to sponsor this, that what you do is you go on to the Vitalant website.
How do you spell that?
Let's see, Vitalant.
Okay, like just like Vi and Talent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, formerly known as Blood Source.
Okay.
So I think if you were to, you know.
We know that location.
Exactly.
Yes.
Same spot, just a different name, kind of rebranded in that sense. But so you go on there. We have a code that's linked to our blood drive. So if you go on there, you can either search by date or you can search by code. You select the code, which our code is SMFT161. That was SMFT161. And it'll pop up with September 11th and then our additional date, which is September 15th, because we had so much participation. Now, you can select your appointment. Because of COVID concerns, they're not really wanting walk-ins. It's more based on appointment.
Okay.
So you go on there, you schedule your time, which is super convenient, so you know exactly when you're going to be donating instead of just kind of going and waiting around. But if you're unable to donate on the 11th or the 15th, you can call the center and you can get set up whenever time works for you and then link it to that code.
All right. So can you give blood when you don't know what your blood type is?
Absolutely. That was the original. I'm going to go ahead and just say part of my selfishness here. When I originally gave blood back when I was first able to do it, that was part of my motivation, was figuring out, well, what kind of blood type am I? And they'll let you know that.
Okay. And finally, does the blood stay local or is the blood shipped all over the place?
Great question. This is one that has come up. So I think in the spirit of unity, this is something that I actually really appreciated. So when you donate blood, it will go down to the processing center in Sacramento. And then in Sacramento, they then look and see, well, where is this blood needed the most? So with that being said, if I were to donate blood, it might end up going down to L.A. to go help somebody out that really needed it there. But vice versa, somebody who donated down there, and now I'm in the hospital, I really need blood, I'm going to receive their blood. So it really shares that, you know, like we're all in this together, not just locally, but throughout our country.
Okay, that's great. So it's a universal deal. We like that feeling. Now, I will give a somewhat testimony of somebody who worked here at the station. While she was pregnant, she had her baby. She lost a lot of blood and almost died in that delivery. And she said, if it hadn't been for somebody else delivering blood, I would have died. Mm. And so it was a very powerful experience for her. And I'm sure many of our listeners right now are thinking two things. That kind of thing happened to me. I thank you for the wake-up call again. And number two is I'm feeling extremely helpless with COVID, with fire, with, you know, not being able to go to my favorite restaurant or movies or whatever it is, restrictions. And this is a way for you to do something, because we're always thinking about how can we do for a neighbor? What can we do spiritually, physically, that is going to help us shift? And I really believe that giving blood of yourself is the biggest thing that you can do to help you personally, if you want to make that, make a shift in order to do something that's for humankind, yep. Mankind.
You know, the mother of my child had a severe birthing incident, and they were pumping blood into her. So without the blood, she would have been dead. I've known so many other people, if it wasn't for blood, they'd be dead. Yep. In the service. But then I've met so many other people that have worked for us, that because blood was available, it saved their lives. So, you know, this is the type of thing that, you know, it. So what if it goes to Sacramento and they send it to L.A. or San Diego? I just don't want us to be short of blood up here. So I guess that's kind of the question, because we're under-donated right now, that, well, you know, all these people giving blood, does that guarantee that we've got a full supply then?
Yeah, it kind of keeps it going, mm-hmm. You know, and so we'll get it. Like you say, there's a shortage, and that's not just in our area.
No, it's everywhere, probably.
Yeah, so it helps keep that, because we don't want to get dangerously low to where somebody is in the hospital. Let's say they have a unique blood type, and they're not able to, you know, get access as they need sooner. So, and yes, the more donors, the more likely we're not going to.
And how wonderful. I mean, talking about like a leveling playing field, they're not going to ask you if you're Democrat or Republican. Yeah. They're going to say, you know, your flesh and blood, we need your blood.
So, you know, in our country, we need almost 10 million units every year. And
I would have thought that number would have been higher. than that. But 10 million, I mean, that's a good...
Right.
That's 10 million.
Maybe even more, but...
10 million pints of blood a year. Okay.
But also, just to keep in mind that only our one-third of our population is actually eligible to donate blood.
Only one-third.
One-third, 130 million or so. Of those people, only 10% of them donate the blood, actually. So the 3% of our population actually donates the blood.
3%.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I mean, we know people. We've got people working for us. Sue, how many? You're down there all the time.
Yes, and actually I was doing quite a few donations up until, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to go back. And, you know, one of the biggest reasons is my brother, Bobby McMullen, a huge he needed quite a few. He's had a couple of transplants. And so he's alive because of blood donations. And so I started giving blood because of it. Well, because if people didn't give blood, he wouldn't be here. And he was a world-class athlete, blind athlete, you know, went to the was in the Disabled Olympics. And, you know, he's still here. And he has a beautiful five-year-old daughter because people gave blood. So, you know, it's changed my life, and I want to help others.
Well, make sure that you sign up for the 11th or the 15th so you come under us, because we want we need 10 people under our banner here.
And Diane just called and said she's on the list, too.
Diane's
so
on the list.
So we're both on the list. She
Ashley's
just called.
On the list, so I need 7 more. Well, you know what? Linda and I will try.
We'll try again.
And keep this in mind.
We get the blood from other outside areas, too, when we need.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if I may recount this, we have this memory, my wife and I, that during 9/11 in New York area, there was sudden need of large amount of blood. And you would see the people lined up in the street, completely silent, just waiting for turn, for hours and hours to donate blood. And that's the thing which keeps people alive. So it's a need, but it also elevates those of us who donate the blood. Just imagine, you are amongst an elite number of people, 3% in the country, who donate the blood.
And if you don't give it ever again, give this time.
All right, and with that, we do need to take a break here at 7:45 in the morning. This is KZNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Baugh. We'll be right back after these messages.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without cries. Now I want to understand.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Second Amendment matters. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. Recently, the California Rifle and Pistol Association delivered a resolution of support for the Second Amendment to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And as of today, not a single board member has moved this resolution forward. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was ratified in 1791. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 Your Talk Radio. 7:51 in the morning, 76 degrees out there, cloudy. Some parts of the city, Sunny said it was raining over in her side of the city. Today, the 24th of August, we lost August here. It's just gone by. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. Nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Truly, truly from the old school. He is concerned about your safety. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to fix your windshield, and then he's going to guarantee it. How many places do that? Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff's going to fix those. And then, like I said, he guarantees his work. A veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street. Or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We're here with Ashley Peluso.
Peluso. We're getting there.
Oh, you know what? But in Italian, the feminine is ah.
Oh, okay.
So, see, that's why I did that. Peluso. Because that is the feminine as opposed to o,
okay,
which is the masculine. But since they probably named the families after the men, I think you're being shortchanged. So I'm just giving myself an out here, really.
I'll go tell and my husband.
Tell him that. Tell him that. You know what? This is a part of the degradation of women.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, go
that's
ahead.
That's for a different, oh, that's right.
Just,
segment.
Just, you know, and then tap him on the chest with your fist. And, of course, Dr. Paius Nuka, who's going to be back later, because he wrote a letter to the Board of Supervisors. That is very, very interesting. Got a lot of interest, and we'll talk about that. We'll bring him back and have that as a subject. But right now, we're talking about a blood drive for the city of Redding. Really, it's for the state of California, but it's for us here in Redding. We're asking for donors to come in on September 11th, and that one's already pretty much what you said filled.
Yeah, you know, in fact, they asked us that they need at least 30 donors to start a drive.
Right.
And we said, okay, we'll get you more. And that has already been filled even before we have started advertising it.
Right.
And we are looking at a second day and a third day now, and we already have commitment from 160 people through 16 organizations who have committed to donate at least 10 each.
Okay. Now, so the 12th, and then now it's the 15th.
11th as well as 15th.
The 11th and then the 15th.
So if I may mention this, that Facebook event, people can go there, which is easy to find. It's equality, unity, and love, a multi-organization blood drive. And you can also find the links there, which can directly take you to these two dates of September 11th and 15th to register and make an appointment to donate. You also have the option of calling in Vital End directly. And what's the phone number, Ashley?
Their phone number is 530-243-0160. And if you tell them that you are linked with this blood drive, give them code SMFT161, then they can take your donation and link it to this event.
And even if you don't remember the code, you can simply say the blood drive for unity, and
drive
they will
blood
know it.
For unity. Like I said, we're looking for another seven. We'll get that seven here in the next few days. There's other people helping here too. So, Ashley?
Well, first of all, I wanted to put a shout out to our third organizer, Martin Barackman. He was not able to be here today, but he has been a vital piece in organizing this blood drive. So I just wanted to make sure that he got his recognition.
Thanks a lot, Martin.
For that.
Yeah.
And then so our donor or our sponsors that we currently have is, of course, KCNR we have here.
Thank you.
Who are those guys? We have Shasta County Beloved Community, Reading School District, Risen King Church, Pulse Urgent Care, United Shasta, United Way, the Women's Fund, Shasta County Probation. Let's see, we have Aegis Treatment Center, Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency, the Church of Latter-day Saints, Pilgrim Congregational Church, Nation's Finest, formerly known as the VRC. They've rebranded to Nation's Finest, Good News Rescue Mission, Shasta Community Health Center, and then Northern Firearms.
Ted Lighty, Northern Firearms.
Northern Firearms Instruction.
You know, he's like, let's do it.
He's got a bunch of instructors, too, that he will just yank out there. You can't count me, Ted. I'm already on one. Hey, I think you should go down and have the go down to the jail. And, frankly, to have a blood drawing down at the jail. Why not? I bet a lot of the people in that jail would get blood.
For the inmates?
Yeah, the inmates.
Yeah, you know, they'd probably love that.
You know what? I think you ought to talk to the sheriff and say, hey, can we do a blood drive down at the jail? They could bring them into they've got a lot of prisoners down there, yes, that are you don't want to get near. But they've got a lot of prisoners down there. Of course, a lot of them there for drugs, so that, you know. That may be a disqualifier.
But it elevates people. It's an act of service and sacrifice.
Yeah.
Elevates everyone.
Hey, the Shasta County Jail inmates gave 42 pints of blood. Think about that. I would go there. I think I would at least try.
No, it's a great idea. It gives them an opportunity to reclaim their humanity as an equal human being also.
I'm going to go ahead and do throw somebody under the bus here, but I actually reached out to the Shasta County Sheriff's Department and Reading Police Department, and I'm hoping that we get some involvement from them, you know, now that you mentioned
it. Why don't you go to the Board of Supervisors and the City Council, too, see if any of them want to go.
Hey, you know what? If you're going to go after them,
I'll be there tomorrow morning.
You know what? We'll see how many of them may want to come in now. Or how about if they just bring in pints of blood? Okay, you can't probably do that. I'm just picturing out there in the homeless camps. You know.
Oh, no.
Never mind.
But, you know, we also will invite any other person or any other organization who want to be a co-sponsor. It's an open invitation. Everyone is welcome. And bring on the 10 people, and we'll give you a shout-out on our Facebook, social media.
Go to the Chamber of Commerce. See Jake Mangus.
Join us. And it's for all of us. It's everyone's event. There's no specific person.
Jake's head of the Chamber of Commerce for Reading. And then I see the Chamber of Commerce for Anderson, too.
Well, again, September 11th down at Vitalent. And used to be the blood tour. So we know where that's located, September 11th. Mark your calendars. Of course, who could forget that day?
Yes.
It was a change of a lot of things in our world.
Now, we've got less than a minute left, so give us that website again to get a hold of people.
Facebook page is Equality, Unity, and Love, a multi-organization blood drive. And you can find it on the Facebook. Vitalent is right behind the Popeye. And the phone number here is, what is the phone number, Ashley, again?
Their phone number is 243-0160. Their address is 2680 Larkspur Lane. And if your organization wants to get involved, please give me a call. You can reach me at 530-638-5160, and we'll make sure that you get mentioned for your involvement.
And also, if any of our audience, just give us a call at the station at 605-4565. Give us your name and your phone number, and we'll get back the information. Thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you for having us.
Hey, when we come back, Dan Beans, the director of REU, will join us.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, online and AM 1460. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Our supporters are energized, and now we will go forward confident in our cause of reelecting President Trump and Vice President Pence in 70 days from now.
President Trump outlining an ambitious agenda for the second term. Among the high points, creation of 10 million jobs in 10 months, returning law and order to the cities, fully funding the police, cutting prescription drug prices, and Mr. Trump also aims for a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine by year's end. Presidential aide Kellyanne Conway will be stepping down at month's end. She's going to be leaving the White House to spend more time with family. With two tropical storms headed their way, people have started to flee Louisiana's Gulf Coast. Marco, now in the Gulf of Mexico, could be a hurricane by the time it makes landfall, followed by Laura.
Laura could be stronger than we previously thought. Don't let your guard down. And we also are looking at a 1-2 punch, because Laura is the second one that we're going to see. The first one is going to be Hurricane Marco.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, he's urging all Louisiana residents to keep abreast of the latest storm developments. Hundreds of wildfires continue burning across California, with several of the largest ones in the San Francisco Bay Area. The fires have claimed at least 7 lives over the past week. The rally rolls on this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up about 249 points, the Nasdaq ahead 28, and the S&P is up 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind ride-along space shuttle that covers probably 3 times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our faith and family mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
As a COVID-19 spike continues, South Korean officials tightening social distancing restrictions nationwide.
The 266 cases reported by the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention come after 3 consecutive days of over 300 increases, although infection numbers tend to be lower at the start of the week due to the lesser number of tests at weekends. The KCDC says just over 200 of the new cases came from the densely populated Seoul metropolitan area, home to half of the country's 51 million population, where health workers have struggled to track transmissions linked to various sources, including churches, restaurants, schools, and workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Families and survivors have had their first chance to confront the man who murdered 51 worshippers in mass shootings at 2 mosques in New Zealand. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. At 2.25 for regular, the average price of a gallon of gas holding steady over the past couple of weeks.
That's 41 cents below the average pump price from a year ago, according to industry analyst Toby Lundberg, who says prices are stable because crude oil prices barely changed. Also, the U.S. has a glut of gasoline, yet weak demand during the coronavirus pandemic. Nationwide, the highest average for price of regular is in the San Francisco Bay Area at $3.36 a gallon. The lowest average is Baton Rouge, Louisiana at $1.77.
Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The NFL had 77 positive COVID-19 tests from 11 teams re-examined by a New Jersey lab after false positives, and all of those tests came back negative. Among teams reporting false positives, the Minnesota Vikings, which says they had a dozen, the New York Jets with 10, and the Chicago Bears with 9 false positives. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, over 4,000 guests have cycled through our station.
Wow.
Here. Yeah, phone lines here, 605-4567.
Hard to believe, isn't it? But we've been on the air. It's coming up. December 14th will be 11.
Starting our 11th year.
Years.
Starting our 11th year.
Just, yeah. We thought maybe 5. We
were told we wouldn't finish one, that we'd be bankrupt. No, we had people in the radio business. Oh, well, you know, it's really nice, but you're going to be bankrupt in a year. Yeah, those people don't have jobs right now. Phone lines here are 605-4567.
How?
They don't. And we are streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Linda and Carl Bott. And Linda's got the weather.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Again on this Monday morning, the 24th. Today will be 98. Slight chance of thunderstorms and then a hazy day. So if you're looking outside, just expect that we're going to be seeing that tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow calls for 97. A hazy day once again. Wednesday, we'll probably have more haze, but around 97. Thursday, 99. And Friday, 102. As we progress through the weekend, Saturday, 101. And then Sunday, 99. We're looking for a little bit of light winds. And Sue, you do have a fire update for us well.
Yes, the Butte Tama Glen Lightning Complex of Fires has burned at least 48,200 acres and is 13% contained. We do have additional fires that have burned. Cal Fire says the Elkhorn Fire in western Tama County is not threatening any large communities at this time. That's very good news. The North Complex of Fires has burned over 28,304 acres, zero containment at this time. Quite a few evacuations and closures of roads in the areas. Some folks were able to return home. In the Janesville area, the North Complex consists of several fires, including the Sheep, Claremont, Bear, and other fires located on the Plumas and Lassen National Forest. So that is pretty much an update.
What about the Trinity? There's one I heard in the Trinity Alps that's thousands of acres up there. Am I wrong?
Yeah, and we do have that, and I'm going to have to look that one up
yeah,
for you.
Because Dan lives up in Weaverville, and you know it's nice to know if maybe your house is still there. I mean, you've gone through fires before, and I'm speaking to Dan Beans, director of REU, and you live up in Weaverville.
Yeah, we've had several fires, but
right.
They go around your property.
They go around.
Right,
they go through.
He's been good with his defensible space, but still. Anyway, but thank you, Sue. And the weather is brought to you by, and a fire update brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane, they have been our weather sponsor for a long time. They are veteran-owned, locally owned. The Kenny family do amazing things in our community. They're unsung heroes many ways. So if you're looking for Shasta Gas Propane, they're located at Anderson, 365-3794.
Three.
That's the last digit that's twisted on me because I said three for a long time, and then I think somebody threw at me a four. And then I went back. So 365-3793. I want you to make sure about that. Okay, with us this morning is...
Wait a minute. I just looked it up.
Oh, okay, good.
It's 3793.
Okay, good.
And I have an update.
Okay.
It's called the Red Salmon Complex.
Yeah.
This is the Red and the Salmon Fires. 19,365 acres, 41% contained. So they have 988 personnel working on it, trying to keep the fires away from your home.
People, firefighters from all over the world are like right here doing amazing work. So we must really think about
them.
The
United States sent a lot of people to Australia last year. Australia was on fire, burning down.
Oh, my God. Speaking of somebody who does amazing work and really has his head in the right place, and that's our wonderful Dan Beans, who is a
the
CEO,
director.
The director of of REU. And, you know, I just want to start off by saying that we are so blessed. We didn't realize when we bought our house the difference between being an REU and PG&E. I'm trying to get my parents to move up here from Sacramento, and like the first thing I ask is, okay, you're going to be in REU. That's the only way you're going to be able to get a house. So how are things going on your end? And I know we've got some, there's been rolling blackouts. How is that affecting us under REU and what's going on there?
Okay. So the rolling blackouts is obviously affecting parts of California, and we're very fortunate that we are not physically connected to PG&E's system. We're actually directly connected to WAPA, and so that's part of the federal power system. And what makes that difference, too, is we're with WAPA, we're actually in a different balancing area than the CAISO, which has PG&E, Southern Cal Edison, and San Diego. And so while they have a power shortage in their balancing area, our balancing area has been staying, you know, well-resourced. What's really made the difference for Redding, though, besides all that, is our power plant that we have locally. If we didn't have our local power plant, we would be really in a lot of trouble. We'd be having to buy power off the market at extremely high costs. Instead, we were able to put excess power from our plant out onto the grid to help the rest of California.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so our excess power than we have. Now, you sell that out there, though, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we didn't hold anything back because this was a pretty dire situation for California, and so anything we had, we ran everything.
I can't wait to say this. Governor Newsom actually stood up and said that solar and wind is not enough for power and that it was short-sighted. He may not have used those words exactly. I'm just helping him with them. It was short-sighted to think that by divesting ourselves of all these other power sources that wind and solar could take care of everything. I don't understand why he seems surprised about it. I mean, anybody with a third grade education could have told him that.
Well, I mean, I have PowerPoint presentations from a year or more ago that shows that starting in June this year, between the hours of 4 p.m. and 9 p.m., California is going to be short around 2,400 megawatts, which is the size, basically equivalent of 10 cities of Redding, shortage
wow.
of power. And that's going to get worse every summer, projected from now.
Because
for the next few years.
Of the green program?
The green power is great. The problem is they're phasing out the natural gas too fast. You have to have the natural gas as a bridge fuel to be able to achieve these renewable energy goals. I mean, physics is going to prevail over politics.
I mean,
that's the reality.
Here's the thing is, yeah, physics will make, can't argue with the laws of
physics.
That's
a catchphrase right there, buddy. That's
and,
so good.
And but at least he admitted it. And, you know, maybe that's the first step. It's like saying, I'm an alcoholic. maybe that's the first. You've admitted that it's not going to work. So do you think that means is that they're going to go back and look at extending natural gas for, so that we don't keep running into this?
I think cautiously the goals they have set of zero carbon or net zero carbon by 2045, I think that might be achievable over the next 25 years as technology grows and, uh-huh. and things get better and storage increases and all that. But the problem is retiring existing natural gas plants. And the problem is if fossil fuel, anything fossil fuel is bad. It's like, well, natural gas can be done quite very cleanly. And they're actually looking at technologies to mix hydrogen with it and make it even cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And so natural gas is quite clean. And our plant is very clean. We've upgraded our emission system.
You know, that's what I couldn't understand. Okay, you want to go for coal, even though that it destroyed the Navajo Indian Reservation. Mm-hmm. It took $16 million out away from the Navajos when they shut down that coal plant. And I think it was like 600 or 700 jobs. Okay, you know, you want to do that. You want to divest yourself of coal. But natural gas seems like something that could be used in it. I mean, how much is it?
Here's the cool thing about natural gas. Yeah. Is back in 05, 07 era natural gas prices were high, like $7, $8 climbing up to 12. Like it was going through the roof. And then fracking comes along, and now you're looking at sub $2 gas for a decatherm. It's so affordable right now. It's like it's the perfect timing for what California is trying to achieve with renewable energy. Let's use this gift we have of this very inexpensive natural gas to get us through, give us time to get the technology, get the infrastructure built.
Yeah.
The problem is if you change things too fast and you build things too fast and you set regulations too fast, you're only hurting the people. This, every dollar that's spent is not the government's, it's people's money, and they can't come up with it that fast.
No, but the government doesn't know that, and the way the government wastes money is just incredible. It's like as Daniel Myers said one time on the show, it's green crack. They're addicted to it, and it's not theirs, and they don't spend like it's theirs. They spend it like they're addicted to spending. And, you know, that's just my comment. You know, Dan's not going to make a comment. Okay, we got to take a break. And we're here with Dan Beans, director of the REU. And he just explained why we're having these shortages. You predicted this over a year ago. Plus other things you predicted. I'm going to try and pull those out of you about the cost of things when you're in PG&E land. And there's just no way around this. But if you're an REU utopia, we've got a shot here.
We're not perfect, but we're
perfect,
trying.
But at least we're trying here. Okay, let's take a break. This portion of the show, thinking of Utopia again, is Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, community-run. Board of directors are community members. You're not going to find a better bank to do business with. They are even during this COVID crisis, during the fires, everything, the attack of the killer hornets, they are still moving dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by 1845 California Street or 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Ridley Shopping Center. We'll be right back with Dan Beans.
Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout the whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
In
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Yeah. Heat is on. Welcome back to our morning show here. 8:20 in the morning, KCNR 96.5 FM. This is your talk radio with Carla Linda Bott, 1460 AM. And, of course, we're online. Hey, this Porsche show is brought to you by somebody that we use and have used. That is Mike Huber with Estate Granite, owner and operator, has come in and, you know, done a great job. Give him the keys. Tell him what you want. Go to his place. Pick out, like, a slab. He does so much work. Adds the tile. He can do a lot of stuff. So if you're looking at like doing a little home improvement, which a lot of people are thinking of right now, go to Estate Granite and see what he can offer you. You won't be disappointed.
EstateGranite.com or give him a call at 241-STONE. By the way, before we get back to Dan Beans, director of REU, we have the ability to delete off our chat room.
That was a long, I'm looking over there and it's like a huge paragraph.
I haven't read that yet. Mm. But, you know, sometimes people get, you know, they get fired up and what I'll do if it's, you know, if it's somebody's calling somebody a name or if it's getting like that, I just delete it. So the last person I deleted was me. I just deleted my mine.
Were you venting?
Because I asked, no, I wasn't venting. I just asked a specific question. I thought that's not fair to ask that person that.
Okay.
In public. You know, if I saw her face to face, I would ask her, but not in public like that. So if you're in the chat room and you see that there was something deleted, if you saw something deleted by Carl, it was Carl deleted Carl right there.
Okay.
And if.
But you haven't read this one coming up.
And, you know, most of them aren't. 98% are fine. But 2%, okay, maybe.
About 98% is good.
Well, it could be 95%.
People get fired up. You know, this COVID has really got people completely fired up. Hey, I just want to do a shout on a positive note. May I please?
Sure.
Because, you know, we talked about it at the break, and I just think it's important to bring it forward to on air live, is that Dan, I don't know, maybe a year ago, we were doing, you know, doing the show, and I maybe had mentioned to you either on the air at the break that where we live, our lighting on the street was horrible, and there are a lot of break-ins with the cars. Then one day, not soon after that, I don't know if it just coincided with me saying something or you wrote it down or whatever, but REU is out climbing up the poles, and now we have a well-lit street. Now, like
but that was just part of a mini streets that were
yes,
getting lights.
Yes, well, yeah. but for us, it was
the difference
of night and day. Now, you know, like you said, some people may not like that. I prefer the precaution of a well-lit street, so we can actually walk up our steps and see down the street, which is really great. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. And the streetlights are our responsibility as far as making sure they're upgraded, and we're actually upgrading them to LEDs so they're more efficient. But we're also partnering with the police department and the public in general. If there's areas where there's a crime issue or whatever, safety issue, they can talk to the police through the Good Neighbor Program or to REU, and we will get it taken care of.
And you do. It's like everything else that you've said you're going to do, Dan.
We're trying.
Can we talk a little bit about the fire break? Because REU provided the funding, if I'm right, for something like 19
it's
firefighters?
18. Six of them are full-time regular firefighters.
Right.
12 of them are apprentices. And then we have 3 public works maintenance workers that work with the Parks Department.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do a bunch of clearing for us as well. Plus there's the goats. But the apprentice fire,
goats.
Yeah, the goats are awesome. The apprentice firefighters are a very cool situation because those 12 individuals during the off fire season, fall and winter and spring, they can do fire fuels mitigation with us. And like a storm response, if we have too many trees down like we did Snowmageddon, they could be out there helping us clear roads and all that. But during the fire season, they're actually riding the engines. And
okay.
So we're augmenting the crews along with the other six
and,
that we heard.
You know, everybody knows, God knows we need them now.
We do. And there's, we've had a tough time keeping the apprentice firefighters. I mean, the goal of the apprentice firefighters, you get into that job and then hopefully you become a full-time firefighter within 5 years or so, working hard. Problem is, keeping them, the wages were so low for that position. The council did approve a raise for them to make sure we could try to recruit
people.
And retain
yeah.
them better. Yeah, it's hard work, but it's definitely rewarding. And, you know, it's a full-time job with benefits and it doesn't pay a lot, but it's a great path for your career. So
it's a good starter's job.
It is
great. And for
yeah.
these kids that are graduating out of Shasta College and these
yep.
other places, a great place to be put on because then you get to ride on the fire engines during fire season, and
yep.
then that will help you move up in the pecking order. When
absolutely.
It comes to being.
And it's important work.
It is. Now, you're, you know, this is my words. This may probably not your words, but you're building a fire bridge.
Well, essentially, our 115,000-volt system line circles the city, essentially.
Right.
And so we have to keep that very clean and clear. And so by doing that and making that really robust, we're essentially building a break around. And then we're also using, you know, our wildfire mitigation plan, the fire crews, our own arborists and tree crews, to get out there and keep the lines away from the trees, away from the lines, but also just improve the fire safety. Because any kind of, whether a fire comes in and it attacks our system or if we started a fire with our system, we have to be able to, you know, keep it small, keep it maintained, and keep the threat from the community.
Yeah,
so,
well, the idea of building a fire break around Redding after we've had that, you know, these tragedies we've had, which would mean then is, if we had something go, you know, that was on the other side that started, at least we can keep it contained, and it's not going to come racing down the mountain at us.
Yeah. The other thing we're doing related to that and the wildfire program is we're in the design part of the fire watch system. And so we've narrowed that down to three cameras that are going to be installed. And those cameras, for those of people, I've talked about this on your show before, and somebody went online and said, oh, 1984, whatever kind of thing. These cameras, if you zoom in on them, they blur out. They're not made for surveillance. These are fire sensor cameras
right.
that detect. They do smoke analytics behind the scenes. And so if a fire starts burning into green leaves and that chlorophyll changes the smoke characteristics, this analysis is done can detect that. And so we'll have that system with three cameras giving us a complete view of the city if we started a fire with our system or another fire started for another reason. It doesn't matter
right.
who started the fire. And then it also goes a few miles outside the city. So if something starts away from us, we'll get early notification too.
So we can start fighting it right then.
Exactly. And so we're working with our own fire department, ShasCom, the police department. Had
sure.
a nice chat with Cal Fire on Friday. So we're just trying to be part of the team here.
Yeah, well, you know, let me tell you, my RU rates are much lower than my in-laws, who are PG&E. And you know what? I'm glad that part of my money that I pay into RU goes to building this fire break around our city and putting cameras up like this because we've already gone through the car fire, and we do not want to do that again.
No.
And I applaud you all for that. Now, a note from our
chat pack.
Says, FYI, I've called RU several times for poor lighting, lights out, and they've always responded within just a few days. One time I asked for brighter lights in our street, and they gave me one nice bright light on our corner, which is great.
Hey, I just want to also say to our listeners that I went into our Redding Electric Utility online, went to the website, and then you can connect to Twitter or Facebook, which then I connected to Facebook. And one of the things, and just to reiterate what you said earlier, that came up from last night that goes until tonight, 11 p.m., the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning starting at 11 p.m. again, going till tonight, ending Monday, August 11. The red flag warning is being issued due to possible dry lightning and the risk of fire in the area. Similar to previous red flag warnings, REU residences, businesses, and facilities will not experience public safety power shutoffs. REU works with other city departments and has implemented a plan to reduce wildfires. Okay, so if you want to have, like, something concise, if you're a Facebook person, this is a great thing to look at. It's got the red flag warning. It's got a mask. I mean, excuse me, a map. But anyway, well done on the concise website. If you want to get boom right to some information, it tells you because, you know, various rumors start to fly around because of all of these fires. What's going to happen? Where are we going? What about this heat wave? What's that look like?
Yeah, no, the red flag warnings. You know, PG&E has a much more complex system. You'll notice a lot of their power shutoffs will happen in the fall when it's been a dry, dry summer and it gets windy. But for us, we don't have staff to hire a bunch of meteorologists and fire this and that and the other. So what we're doing is we're just sticking with the weather service. When they say it's a red flag day for our area, we use that as our cue. And so that puts us into a level one emergency. Part of our wildfire mitigation plan. In fact, yesterday, a bunch of us were on the phone having a check-in meeting because of the red flag warning coming. So It's like, hey, guys, I know it's Sunday, but you got to call in and we got to talk, make sure we know who's where, make sure that we know the generators are running, make sure we know what our contingency is, so we're ready.
Well, good.
And something else on the website that we're going to talk about when we come back from the break, I think is really a very important item that our listeners need to listen to or hear. That's an information, some information that I didn't know before I read this. And we'll talk to Dan at the break to make sure that what I'm seeing is, I think, is pretty an amazing thing. 8:30 in the morning. We're going to take a break here on KCNR. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the country's highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, whether it's emergency care, heart attack care, preventative care, surgical complications, which means they don't have a lot of surgical complications like infections, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacement. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center, right here, our town, your health, your choice. We'll be right back with Dan Beans, director of REU, 75 degrees out there at 8:31 in the morning.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back. 8:35 in the morning. We are live here on this Monday. How are you guys doing? Looks like we're going to have a, you know what, let's just understand. We've got a slight chance of thunderstorms and a hazy day today with 96, tonight 67, and the next few days we're going to have hazy skies. So just understand that is the weather, National Weather Service forecast. And throughout the week, we're usually right around 97 until this weekend, which is 102. All right, so let's do a love to one of our sponsors and then move on with some really good juice that we have here with Northern Danberg Farms, information.
Yeah, Northern Farms Instruction, who is also one of the ones supporting the blood drive for September 11th, is probably the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. But it is teaching in over 40 different locations, teaching thousands of students. But they take great care and ensuring that their instructors are up to date. All the instructors have to go through a variety of classes during the year to make sure that they are up on all the new laws and all the new techniques for teaching. And if you're looking for just your basic CCW, but if you're looking just to be able to shoot your pistol better, or introduction to pistol, or a tactical rifle, how to shoot your rifle correctly and accurately, there are so many different classes offered by Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We're here with Dan Beans, Director of REU.
That's exactly right. And, Dan, welcome back to the show. If people are just tuning in, there's something I think just is amazing. What happens when you have a utility company that is, owned by the people and it's for the people. Just something that we discussed at the break. I think it's so vitally important to bring forth on the air. When we go to the website, cityofreading.org, there is a paragraph that says, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and growing economic challenges, the City of Reading has suspended the practice of disconnecting utility service due to non-payment of utilities for residential and commercial customers as of March 16th. We will continue to monitor and reevaluate as the situation evolves to determine when the suspension of utility disconnection due to non-payment will end. All right, so that was March. You continue to monitor. What are we doing?
So as we looked at the situation, as the county started to reopen up and restaurants got back to normal and things were looking okay, I went back to council in June and got their permission to go ahead and reinstate credit and collections beginning in August. And then what that would have done is the first people disconnected would have started around mid-October. But then during that presentation, I did ask council. I said, look, if something changes, we go backwards or something else happens economically, then we're going to reevaluate. And so Something did happen. Of course, the governor went back very quickly on the restaurant indoor dining, and I mean that's a big thing. Everything's all about eating and
right.
And social.
We have so many locally owned mom and pop places.
Exactly, their employees and all that. So I basically am exercising my authority as director to not do what I've said I was told I could do. So we are not going to turn on credit and collections until, instead of August 1st, we're going to push it to January 1st.
Wow.
So people can go, now listen to this, this is like, you're hearing it right here. This is so valuable and so golden. And you may be down in the mouth about a lot of things that are going on, but here, especially if you're REU, this is something to rejoice about. For those of us or people who maybe have lost a job, they're on unemployment, they're closed, but they still have to pay, and they can't just seem to find their budget, REU is extending that, and from what I'm hearing Dan Bean say right now, is to January.
Correct. There's plenty of programs. So while I want to say first, thank you to our customers. It's amazing that during this time, most of them are still paying their bill. Right now, there's probably, out of 45,000 customers, 20,000 have a negative balance or zero balance. Like, the amount of bad debt right now actually went down from the previous week. It's under $200,000 in bad debt as far as the customers who owe us money right now.
That's really amazing.
It's really phenomenal. We really appreciate it that everyone's trying to stay current and do what you can.
I think people in Reading are, you know, they're not, if they've got the money to pay their bills, they do it, you know. And if, you know, a lot of businesses are open, and we also have a pretty good, you know, significant number of people with jobs, like in the medical profession and government and schools, they get paid. So there's no reason for them not to be able to pay.
Right. So, I mean, but if you are struggling, please call us, and we'll get you hooked up on a CARES program if you qualify. And then, say, once we get to January 1st, you like, say you're a restaurant, and you're accumulating, and you've accumulated some back charges on your you know, overages on your bill you couldn't pay. We'll be able to let you amortize that. So we're setting it up so you can actually go online and, you know, self-amortize for 24 months interest-free. We used to only do amortizations for residential, not commercial. You could only do it for 12 months, and you had to usually come in, bring all kinds of information. It was pretty tedious because we want to make sure we're protecting the rest of the customers who are paying, protecting their assets. But in this whole situation, you know, everything has changed. People who once were solvent aren't. And so we're trying to be very open and make things easy. And so January 1, we'll have the amortization ready to go, and you can go online and take care of it. So it's...
Well, see, my heart feel good about that, Carl and Dan, is that, you know, people... This is what we're talking about, this community. This would not happen if it was, I don't think, the state. You know, and it's because Dan can get in there and say, okay, executive order decision here. Let's get together with our, you know, my staff, and let's figure this out. And, you know, another reason that we love to live here.
Yeah, it is. Now, let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning. Do you have a question for Dan?
Yeah, Dan, good morning. Thank you for all you do for the city of Reading. Can you give us a little more detail on these power plants, how they operate, how many there are, how many wattage we can actually supply, like a little more details, because I've always been curious about how they run.
Sure. So locally here in Reading, we have five major units. There's two natural gas units that push steam to a steam unit. And then there's three peaker units. And the combined megawatt output of the plant is 186 megawatts. And Reading's peak is around 240. Our last peak was actually 253, and that was in 2006 before the Great Recession. And with energy efficiency, increased solar, those kind of things, and just economics, our peak is not – we've never reached our peak since then. It's been almost 15 years.
Wow. Does that answer your question, Mike?
But we sell it when we make it. We sell it back.
Yeah, so what happens is we have a real-time trading desk, and so those guys are 24/7. and they sit there and they watch the temperature, they watch the rutting load, and then they watch the market. And so depending on, you know, each hour ahead, day ahead, they have a plan. And then they look at the market, and if the market's low, lower than our cost to run our plant, then we won't run our plant and we'll just buy the energy. But then when the market goes up, then we'll run our plant because we know what, how much the gas is that we bought for that plant. We know how much the, how efficient the plant is and what the operations costs are. And so it's this constant economic dispatch that we do.
So it goes up and down all the time.
Yes.
And so that's why you have somebody on it. Does that answer your questions?
So currently, couldn't we be making a lot of money from PG&E selling them power when they're shutting everyone off?
So during the blackouts.
I'm a businessman, so I'm always thinking.
No, you're
can
right.
Can we crunch PG&E?
So,
like,
yeah.
We helped them somehow.
Let me just say this. We helped the ISO out and PG&E out. To the tune of like 10 megawatts to 70 megawatts, depending on, you know, how much extra we had. And let's just say the market prices were quite favorable. And so in the end, all of that extra revenue comes back into the budget after the fact, and then it helps reduce future rate increases.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that. I've noticed my rates going down, and I was like, now I know there's things we got, but
yeah,
just my power rate, when I tell people for my business, it's kind of a little known secret that, you know, businesses who have a lot of power, it's really cheap here. So
okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Got to take a break here. You know, those are good points. The fact is that when you say, would you say 70
megawatts?
How much does the city of Redding take?
Well, our probably in the summertime, 230 megawatts, 240 on a really warm day. But if we have other sources of power. We have wind power from Washington. We have transmission lines that can handle 140 megawatts at 500 kV down here from the Oregon border,
mm-hmm.
so we can bring in power from up there. So we have other contracts and things. And so when that all – and we have our hydro contract, our hydropower. And we have our little engine at Whiskeytown. It runs 3.5 megawatts. You know, all the time, which is awesome.
All the time.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, okay. We're here with Dan Beans, director of RU. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. 8:46 in the morning, 78 degrees out there, going up to about a 97, 98 today. Cloudy, but a lot of it is because we may get some more rain, but it also could be smoke in the air, too. We'll be right back.
To North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 8:50 in the morning here on the 24th of August, and it's a whopping 78 already, partly cloudy, going up to 97, 98, close to 100. Depending on where you're at in town, it's probably over 100. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. We're here with Dan Beans, who is the director of REU. And I wanted to talk a little bit about solar, because as the governor said, solar and wind is not the answer, obviously, after watching everything go down. Like it has, but people are, solar is a viable form of energy, mm-hmm. and it does take the load off. It does help take the load off of what's going on. REU and solar, what's going on with that?
Well, the council, when we did our net energy metering 2.0 process, got very involved and did some very nice things for. Solar contracts up to the end of last year as far as new contracts. And so we expect actually our solar, rooftop solar, to grow about to 20 megawatts, which is very healthy.
Yeah.
It's almost double the California requirement for a utility to have rooftop.
Wow.
So that's great. But the problem in California is the sun keeps going down. And when it does that, it creates a huge burden on ramping up resources. Because it drops off so fast that you have to be cranking the other generation sources.
You still have to have the ability to crank out the energy for every one of those houses, whether they have solar or not.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing about the 20 megawatts of solar. They could all go home and shut off their power. I still have to serve the city, including those 20 megawatts that used to be served, provided mm-hmm. by them. So. We have to provide, California's grid right now with PSPSs and rolling blackouts and all that, that's just not a great economic driver for your state. And so, I mean, as a city, we definitely want to try to avoid that. It's our job to make sure that we're not holding up the economy. In fact, we should be the other side of it. We should be helping grow the economy by good rates, good service, good reliability.
You know, one of the things that obviously is a selling point if you want to come up here and build at Stillwater.
Yeah.
Is the cost of electricity up here. that the you know, the fact if you build it outside the city limits, that you've got to add, you're going to have to factor in thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars for electric cost.
Yes.
So you know, I you know, as things are moving now, what do you see COVID? Do you think COVID and the fact that so many people are working at home, that they're going to take a look at the footprints again, the businesses, and start looking for smaller places?
Yeah, I feel like that's going to happen. It's going to annoy some of the California regulators, because it seems like their goal is to put us in shipping containers stacked up in San Francisco. But most of us, or a lot of us, don't want to live like that. So we don't want that population
shipping
density.
Hey, look, don't knock it unless you tried it.
No,
but, they want to push us in closer and to the lines of communication, to the roads and everything. And it doesn't work for a lot of us.
Yeah. The thing about life is you're supposed to live it. And, you know, unless you've lived in a place like Northern California, you don't really know how amazing it is. I mean, if you lived in the Bay Area or L.A. your whole life, you're missing out. So this quality of life appears. There's no way they can convince me that there's something better that we should go strive to. So the problem is a lot of their regulations are really trying to drive you into that.
There's a scary thing, is they're trying to make regulations that maybe might fit for San Francisco or L.A. without even looking at the counties themselves, and that is so incredibly wrong. You know, the fact is RU's one example, but the fact that we as a county have really done our work to lower that COVID rate, and still we're still being treated like we've got we're getting 100 new cases a day, which is, of course, absolutely untrue.
Right.
Yeah. Has this impacted on your all operation? How's it impacted on your
all operation? Well, we've kept our walk-in center open. I believe it's for cash only, so all the credit card transactions you should do online. But we've been open the whole time at our AvTech office.
Mm-hmm.
But we've isolated our power plant workers. I mean, we don't, like our control centers, we don't let unnecessary people go through there, no public during this time. We used to do tours and things and all that. We've stopped all that for now. We've been on a state of alert emergency level one since March, just to make sure that we're able to handle whatever is going to come next. I mean, we have the fire and then the snowstorm, now COVID. So it's not to be negative, but you have to be prepared, because you just don't know what the next thing is.
When I saw killer hornets up in Washington State, I went, oh, here we go. And we just found out is that they build their hives in the switching stations. So
yeah, there you go.
And they get bigger.
Yeah.
When we're having a parade go by right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
So what about linemen and this? You're always looking for.
I believe we have 6 linemen position opens right now. We have several other positions in the utility open. It's hard sometimes to get and keep people here in Reading. Once people are here, you know, it's easy to keep them somewhat. We especially like people that grew up here, who want to live here, who have family here. They're the easier ones to keep here. And it's a great job. I mean, we may not have the highest wages compared to Roseville or Sacramento, but, you know, the quality of life here is amazing.
But we're, we live in a place where you can go out and actually walk around a lake.
Well, you and I, Carl, this is the longest you and I have ever lived in any location. We've reached that
by point. By times four.
Right.
By times four.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never lived anywhere longer than like 3 years of my whole life. And we've been here now since 2000. I've been here since 2007 when I got back from Iraq, and you've been here since 2005. And you know what? We've had opportunities to leave, and this is just too great a place to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like California's politics and the way they treat people, but I look at, as your brother said, that Reading and Shasta County is a bubble of common sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we? We've got like 2 minutes left. What can we look forward to in this year?
Well,
what's coming up?
Our 99th birthday is in December.
Yeah.
Next year will be our 100th.
Wow.
So that'll be exciting. Continued wildfire mitigation, physical security plans we have to do for our substations and assets. So we're working with police on that. More goats, more
I love
work,
the goats.
More regulation.
I had that idea, you know, like 2 years ago about, hey, why can't I get goats? But I talked to a goat herder, and he just totally convinced me this is not a good idea. But obviously there are people out there with goats.
That's their specialty.
Yeah. Yeah, having your own goats probably be a pain. I've had them before. But if what I would actually like to do, I don't know if we can pull it off, but I would like the city to be able to get the goats and then let individual homeowners subscribe to them.
Yes.
That way they don't have to deal with all the, you know.
Right.
The
own a goat.
Logistics. You know, we bring them in, we have them in the area, and then we subscribe them, and then we move them
own around. A goat. You get to name a goat. Name a goat for this much money.
That's unofficial. That's just that's one of Dan's harebrained ideas.
I think it's great. You just get to borrow the goat. You have to subscribe. You just like you buy into a
goat. You know what? And you can be pictured of them. You can adopt goat. Again, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having
that's good. I like ending up on that one like that. Hey, tomorrow we got Haven Humane coming in and a couple other. We've got some people running for office that'll be joining us here this week too, running for the city and all that. So thanks, you know, thanks again, Dan, for coming in, and thanks for shepherding us through here with REU and all the things you've done.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Okay, everybody have a great day. Remember, air quality index is not great out there, and if you've got lung conditions or heart conditions.